coals of fire and lay his kindling on that, and then find a stove wood, we call it, cut in lengths on the stove. Add the green logs to that, and we had a pretty fire, whether we kept warm or not.
You had several types of furniture in the house. What would this type be called?
That is a Boston rocker, and that belonged to my husband's mother, who would be quite old by now, because he would be older than my father if he were living. He would be more than 103.
All right, if it didn't actually have the rockers on it, what type of piece would it be?
It'd be just a straight chair. And you were lucky to have one rocker, I guess. With babies, there had to be one. But we are privileged to have a dresser with the marble top and the little side drawers with marble slabs that was taken from my father's boyhood home when it burned. We also have a little washstand, a little meager looking piece of furniture with four slender legs and the little boards around it.
Okay, you mentioned this dresser. Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece like this with other names?
A bureau. We also have what we call a bureau.
Were these two just alike, or was there some difference?
No, they were different. The bureau had, instead of two drawers at the bottom, as this has, the bureau had three. We now call it a chest of drawers. We did not have a shifter robe and only one closet in the house, but I guess we didn't have enough clothes to need more than one closet.
All right, now, if you had, you may have had a chest, a dresser, and then a clothes closet, but if you had not had this built-in closet, what might you have called it if it actually wasn't built in the wall? Or did you just use the dresser?
We used the dresser drawers and the dresser, the bureau.
All right, the
girls'
bureau.
Clothes were kept in one pile, two of the bureau drawers, and the boys in the other. It had a mirror, had little standards on either side that held the mirror.
Okay.
We now have what you would call a wardrobe built in the back, almost the length of the back hall. And in it, I imagine, we could get up 50 dresses and suits that I have worn through the ages that need to be disposed of some way.
All right, so what one word now would you use to refer to all the tables, chairs, and sofas that you had?
Furniture.
All right, what types of sofa did you actually have?
We also had an old-fashioned lounge with a headrest, and when I knew it had only one. I don't know whether it had originally had two, but it's long disappeared. I don't know what became of it. Our old grandfather's secretary was left down in the on the old home site where the house burned, and one of my father's brothers moved in. The sister who moved out told my father to bring that secretary up here, but we had no room for it.